Hey, everybody, what is this Gabby Petito story? Is it important, or is it maybe a distraction from something that we should be talking about? We also talk about the villain behind the villain, the Darth Vader of public health, the man that all of you need to know in regards to the origins of the Fauci Chinese coronavirus. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. I read all of our emails. I don't get a chance to respond to them all, although I wish I could. And if you want to support our program, you can go to charliekirk.com/support and get behind the work we are doing. I want to say thank you again to Shelley from Magnolia, Texas, for your very generous support. Thank you. I want to thank Randy from Chandler, Arizona. I want to thank Lacey from Jacksonville, Florida. Bob from Half Moon Bay, California. I know exactly where that is. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Carl from California as well. Deborah from Alabama. I also want to thank Krista from Rochester Hills, Michigan. I want to thank John from Anvil, Pennsylvania. And I want to thank Ralph from White House, Tennessee. CharlieKirk.com/support. You allow us to continue to grow, to influence more people, to hire more staff in our mission to reach millions of young people every single month. If you believe in that mission and you feel moved to help us, thank you. And go to charliekirk.com/support to allow us to continue to do what we are doing to try to impact the next generation around the ideas of truth and liberty and the American dream. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do that at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Something that seems to be nonstop on the news. And I'm not saying it's an unimportant story, but I am saying that it is being given way more attention than I think actually deserves in this time when we are seeing much bigger stories get ignored and people not focusing on it. And again, I'm not saying it's uninteresting. It's actually incredibly interesting. It has drama, intrigue. It has mystery, has kind of the idea of the unfolding crime story happening in front of you. It almost feels like you're watching a Netflix or a Hulu special in slow motion. I'm, of course, talking about the Gabby Petito story, which I haven't spent a lot of time looking into, but I know when a story starts to get big, when I start to overhear other people talking about it, and I just start to get to know enough based on people's interest and curiosity about it. And it has been a nonstop, almost 24/7 barrage on cable television about this story of Gabby Petito. So if you don't know the story, I'm not even caught up on all the details, but the long and short of it seems to be that Gabby Petito and her boyfriend traveled across the country, had some sort of mysterious encounter, not mysterious, but complicated encounter with the police. They seemed to just find her body in Jackson Hole. And as long as I'm caught up to date with this, which I believe is true, we don't know where the boyfriend is now, where it seems that he's also disappeared. And so I'm not saying the story is uninteresting, but I think it's fascinating at how the media, and quite honestly, it's not just the media, it is the population as well, because people are interested in this, or else they wouldn't keep on putting it on television. Why people get so fascinated by these particular narratives and stories in a way that in other other stories that should be way more important seem to just dissipate and disappear. And I believe that this story is, in a lot of different ways, designed to try to have us be distracted, or have us be interrupted, or have us be kind of diverted from some of the traction that we have been having in the last couple weeks of exposing the actual roots of where the Fauci virus came from, of Chinese coronavirus tyranny, of a wide open southern border. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We could do the Gabby Petito story, and we can also cover this. Yeah, that's fine. But as I kind of have cable television up, it is a nonstop barrage. I would say 80% of the news stories this morning that I've been seeing are about this missing girl who was probably murdered, is what it looks like. And I'm not diminishing the story. I'm not saying it's unimportant. But is it as important as the attention we have been giving it? And it kind of goes to show that deep down, I think some of the audience wants to think that they're still in the 1990s America, where these stories did used to dominate because those were the biggest stories that were happening. That's a legitimate question. And I think that it actually gives people the ability to watch the news and blend it with entertainment. Why the overemphasis on this story? There are so many other things happening right now. And it seems as if there is this yearning amongst the population and mass media to try to distract from these stories and try to create this broader narrative. I have not seen this kind of attention on a story since Casey Anthony. I think that would be the last time. And we don't know if this one is going to be sustained or not, but we will see. Email us your thoughts, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com. There's so many other stories we want to get to. And one of the other stories I want to talk about is this Lancet study, which is the Lancet Journal of Medicine, that is all of a sudden they're reversing course on the origins of the Fauci virus. Now, if you were to ask Charlie, what is one of the most important things that we can do to try to actually hold these people accountable for the damage that they have done to our country? Find out where this virus came from. Find out Anthony Fauci's involvement in it. Did it come from bat soup or whatever ridiculous thing that they said? Did it come from the rivers of the Himalayas, or was it made in the Wuhan Institute of Virology? We're going to tie that story together with now China continuing to beat the drums of war, it seems, to try and take Taiwan. We have been laser focused on the Chinese issue here, as the Chinese Communist Party is America's greatest enemy. And what do we do about that? But the most important question is, where did this virus come from? Was it a bioweapon, or was it a freak of nature?
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Quite a lot. Truth is, I know millions of people, in fact, that over 100 million people that are struggling with some kind of pain, whether it knee pain, back pain, joint pain, back pain, and exercise or getting older or whatever it might be. I'm so impressed with the team at Relief Factor. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of commitment. So go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. About $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain. And then after that, less than a cost of a cup of coffee a day. Relief Factor is terrific. It's 100% drug-free. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
When we tell stories to children, or we just watch a random TV show, sometimes the villain is actually introduced before the hero. If you watch Star Wars A New Hope, which I think came out in 78, is that right? 1978-ish? 81? 78, 80? The first scene in Episode 4, Star Wars A New Hope, is not Luke Skywalker. It's actually the massive 77. Hey, I'm not that off. Thank you. Keeping all these years actually straight is harder than it looks. But 77, where George Lucas made the decision that the first thing he wanted to show on screen was not Luke Skywalker, was not Obi-Wan Kenobi, was framing evil. The first thing you see on screen is actually a Sith battleship destroyer. It takes up your entire screen. He frames evil right out of the gate. One of the reasons why Star Wars, Harry Potter, and Lord of the Rings are so popular is they all tell the exact same story. They just tell it differently. someone who doesn't have parents raised by their uncle, gets estranged, fights good and evil, understands that they have to fight either Lord Voldemort, or they have to fight Darth Vader, and eventually they realize the true fight is within themselves. But every story that we tell must have a villain. With the Chinese coronavirus, or the Fauci virus, I go back and forth between the two, who is the villain? Who is the man that pushed forward the lies and the deception about the origins of this virus? Who is the man that is the Darth Vader, the Voldemort? Who is the man that is the evil doctor, the mad scientist? Well, we have a name, and we've covered him for quite some time here on this program, but he should be a household name. He's done everything he possibly can to try to make himself seem unimportant and unknown to you. He is one of the reasons why, if you are facing a termination because of your vaccination status, this guy is behind it. He's one of the reasons why we had mass mail-in voting. He's friends with Fauci. He's friends with Gates. He is the go-between of the entire alliance, literally, of what we are living through. And this man is named Peter Daszak. He's a British zoologist. Now, let me just stop here. If you go and you look at kind of where a lot of these press releases come from and a lot of the people behind kind of when the CIA gets involved in dealing with foreign intelligence, the CIA has something with zoologists. I don't quite understand it. I don't know why. It's just that one field of study, it seems there is more agency overlap with zoology than anything else. Maybe we can have some people that have worked in the agency come on this program and tell us why. Back in February of 2020, and we know this because of the declassified Fauci emails, the medical industrial complex with Fauci and Hugh Auchincloss and the entire machine, that is the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, they were scrambling and freaking out when they realized that this mysterious flu and pneumonia coming out of China very well might be tied to gain of function research that was here in America. But there was one man that they all leaned upon, someone that was not on U.S. government payroll, someone that had an extraordinary amount of power, someone that knew all the heads of state and knew the people that were in charge of the public health divisions. And this man, Peter Daszak, was the man who got intimately involved in orchestrating and concocting a scheme that the Lancet Journal of Medicine, just called The Lancet, in February of 2020, which, quote, attacked conspiracy theories suggesting that the Fauci virus does not have a natural origin. Peter Daszak got all involved. He flooded the zone, full court press, mass propaganda campaign. Now, why was that important, everybody? Why was it important in February of 2020 to make you feel as if this thing just came out of nature? Because Peter Daszak and Fauci and Scott Gottlieb and Pfizer and Moderna, they all didn't want you to blame who was actually responsible. This was a cover for the Chinese Communist Party, especially in an election year when Donald Trump would have been able to use this and frame this as an act of war against America, and he might have actually seen an approval rating increase. The Lancet, they published this using all their credibility and concocted by Peter Daszak through this statement, which changed the American news cycle. And we've been saying it came from a lab since day one. And so many people, including Republicans, fell for this. This is one of the most important stories in the world. You're not going to find this on cable TV.
Do you know what big tech and big government have in common? They both want to silence any dissenting voices into submission. Let's say you're a proud gun owner and want to talk on social media about the right to bear arms. Well, chances are your post will be flagged by a content moderator and you might end up on some government watch list. To fight back against having your voice censored by both big tech and big government, I recommend ExpressVPN. You see, the problem with big tech is not only do they censor you, but they also track what you do online, what you're searching for, the videos you watch, and everything you click on. They can match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I use ExpressVPN, they can't see my IP address at all. my identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of my internet data for protection from hackers and eavesdroppers. ExpressVPN is by far the best VPN I've tried. It's the VPN rated number one by CNET, TechRadar, and countless other tech publications. What I love most about ExpressVPN is it couldn't be easier to use. The VPN that I trust, and you guys should do it. It's so simple. So stop letting big tech and big government censor and track you. Defend your rights and protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more.
Socrates never wanted scientists to rule because he said they wouldn't know what to do with the power and they wouldn't be able to determine right from wrong. What happens when you are governed by scientists? And I'm not saying scientists shouldn't have any power, but they should be an element and they should be a piece of a fabric of a free society. If you are ruled by scientists, then eventually somebody at some point is going to ask the question, what is good? What is the good? Well, if you are looking through a microscope to find morality, you will not find it there. We are governed by, currently, in this era of public health, I put that in quotes, lockdowns and draconianism, by a group of people that was largely unknown a couple years ago, but they have come to the forefront and have more power than any other people in the history of domestic American policy. One of those people is Dr. Peter Daszak. Dr. Peter Daszak is the villain behind the villain. He is the man behind Fauci. Now, many people ask the question, how is it that they spied on Donald Trump? The same playbook that they used to spy on Donald Trump and go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is precisely the same playbook that they used to launch this fraudulent campaign saying that the Chinese coronavirus came from the Himalayas. It came from some bat soup. I'm reading from the dailymail.com. It was revealed earlier last year that Peter Daszak, a British scientist with longstanding links to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, had secretly orchestrated a landmark statement in The Lancet in February 2020, which attacked conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin. The now infamous letter, signed by 27 public health experts, said they stood together to strongly condemn the theories that, which they said, quote, do nothing but create fear, rumors, and prejudice. You see that? There you have medical scientists telling us that it creates prejudice. They also lavished praise on Chinese scientists who said they worked diligently and effectively to rapidly identify the pathogen behind this outbreak and share their results transparently with the global health community. But now, The Lancet, which is the top level of medical discourse and publication, has said they're agreeing to publish an alternative commentary, which discusses the possibility that laboratory research might have played a role in the emergence of the SARS-CoV-2 Fauci Chinese coronavirus. The scientists say, quote, they need to evaluate all the hypotheses on a rational basis and to weigh their likelihood based on facts, evidence, devoid of speculation concerning potential and possible political impacts. In February 2020, they even add that that statement imparted a silencing effect on the wider scientific debate. Yeah, no kidding. Because Peter Daszak inserted himself under orders from Fauci. He is the Pulp Fiction equivalent of Mr. Wolf. If you've ever seen Pulp Fiction, they have Mr. Wolf who comes in near the end of the movie, comes in and he fixes problems. He says, that's 10 minutes away, I'll be there in 5. If you've never seen Pulp Fiction, it's a little bit vulgar, a little bit graphic, but it's an objectively a beautiful film from its dialogue to its acting to its out-of-place scenes. And it's probably one of the greatest scenes in movie history. Very gruesome, very graphic. Samuel L. Jackson actually is in that scene as well because they accidentally shot somebody. Don't mean to go too far down the Tarantino rabbit hole here. And we are a family-friendly program. I just want to say, if you're under the age of 16 or 18, do not watch Pulp Fiction, okay? It's very gruesome, very graphic. The language is very, mature would be one word. It's very spicy. That would be one word to say. The language is very spicy. But there's this scene where everything seems to be going wrong. Things are falling apart and they bring in a fixer. They bring in a man who's able to put things back together very quickly. Now, according to Fauci's emails, Dasik wrote him on April 18, 2020, to express gratitude for Fauci's public statements backing the theory that the virus evolved naturally. You see, Dasik, he was calling shots here and there, and then he thanks Fauci, "Hey, buddy, thank you for reinforcing what I did in February." Quote, "I just want to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for the COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology," Dasik wrote. "From my perspective, your comments are brave and coming from your trusted voice will help dispel the myths being spun around the virus's origins." Fauci responded, "Many thanks for your kind note." Now, Peter Daszak, the nonprofit executive, who, by the way, he sent the taxpayer money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Peter Daszak is the man behind the gain-of-function research capital flow. If Republicans take back the House of Representatives, you better subpoena Peter Daszak to go testify immediately, alongside Tony Fauci and all these gang of criminals that have been running our public health departments. The New York Post says, who is this man? Well, he sent $600,000 in U.S. taxpayer money to the Chinese lab. He is the president of the New York City-based EcoHealth Alliance, which was secretly organized the statement back in 2020, as we mentioned. He said, "We stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theory suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin." Peter Daszak concocted that statement in The Lancet because he was involved. Peter Daszak was cleaning up his own mess. And what does that say for our public health officials, that someone like Peter Daszak is able to insert himself, is able to put himself into what is supposed to be a scientific journal and publish a statement that covers his own interests, but actually has us lose focus on China and focus on masks or vaccines or mass inoculation? The Wuhan Institute of Virology received $600,000 from a 5-year, $3 million plus grant that Vanity Fair said EcoHealth Alliance got from where? Where did they get it from? Oh, the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which is headed up by Tony Fauci. So Tony Fauci gave Daszak the money through the EcoHealth Alliance. The EcoHealth Alliance then gave it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and they're then trading love letters like pen pals in their email saying, "Hey, thanks, pal, for covering our back here, because we don't want people to know that we were actually involved in pushing the natural order, in putting science above morality, that actually ended up having a leak, which has now infected the entire planet." Dr. Peter Daszak, if you go to ecohealthalliance.org, it shows this long bio from him. And you start to realize that this man might have the disguise or the camouflage of being a medical doctor. But Dr. Peter Daszak is the ultimate mad evil scientist. He is the man behind the man that coordinates all of the things that Fauci can't do, because technically he's restrained as being a government employee. Daszak is able to call the prime ministers of other countries. He's able to orchestrate lockdown type programs. I want to get to some sound here that might be helpful in illuminating this. Cut 17, Jen Psaki says that the Biden view is that their relationship with China is one not of conflict, but of competition. You hear that, everybody? It doesn't matter that a bioweapon was released. It doesn't matter that they're building islands in the South China Sea. It doesn't matter that new evidence is showing our prediction is going to be right, that China is going to make a major push for Taiwan. It's not conflict. They're competitors. It's like the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. It's not like they have a million Muslims in concentration camps. Cut 17.
Well, first, I would say the president's view and this administration's view is that our relationship with China is one not of conflict, but of competition. And so we wouldn't agree with the characterization of the relationship.
You see, this entire regime seems to be more friendly and more careful with how they talk to the Chinese Communist Party than to the unvaccinated in this country. Cut 20, CNN is actually covering how China has refused to cooperate with the origins of the Fauci virus. And Peter Daszak, who helped fund their gain-of-function research, says there's no evidence of the lab leak theory. If you want to know the man behind the man, Peter Daszak has been calling shots this entire time. Cut 20.
It starts to sound like there wasn't a really definitive investigation of the lab leak theory.
Well, I think that's right. There's not been a definitive investigation of the lab leak theory
yet.
Will
there be?
Well, I think that it needs to follow the evidence. If there's definitive evidence of a lab leak, then that needs to be investigated. There is none yet.
But part of the reason there's none is because information is not being shared.
Right. If we want to see information shared from China about what went on in the lab, we need phase two to begin very rapidly.
There was plenty of evidence to show that it came from a laboratory. We did a whole video at Turning Point USA in April of last year that received 30 million views on social media, showing that this definitively came from a laboratory. But because Donald Trump was president, and because this would have given him an excuse to have an equal and opposite reaction against China, they didn't want that to happen. And of course, now we know in the last couple of weeks, Mark Milley was secretly calling the Chinese saying, yeah, we're not going to attack you. Just ignore what the president is doing. You see how all these inner working of the deep state, they seem more interested and more concerned with covering for the Chinese Communist Party than for actually telling the truth to America. Not to mention that more Americans died from the Chinese coronavirus than from combat in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, yet we call China our competitor. So how is it that they launched a coup against Donald Trump with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and with Michael Flynn against Michael Flynn? They were willing to use the fourth branch of government. They were willing to use the apparatus in front of them to go after people they didn't like. And Peter Daszak and Tony Fauci and Hugh Auchincloss did exactly the same thing.
When's the last time you think you had American meat? Chances are, it's been way too long. Did you know that over 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? My friends, the Good Ranchers, have traveled the country on a mission to help the American family by working together with local farms and ranches, shipping straight to your doctor. GoodRanchers.com delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken. Look, most of your beef is from overseas, and they lie to you about it. The way they label it, it's deceiving. You need meat straight from America. Look, when we use Good Ranchers, there's a box that it delivers to us. And I'm telling you, we fight over it. Producer Connor, he has barbecues like you wouldn't believe. In fact, we have to keep on telling Good Ranchers, send us more meat. Why? Well, it's because it is the good stuff. So go to GoodRanchers.com to buy now or subscribe today and save 20% on each box of mouthwatering meats. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's $20 off and free. That's GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com.
I want to get to some more sound here. There's so many stories that I wanted to dive deep into, but I want to get into Chris Rock. So Chris Rock is someone that I considered always to be very funny. And one of the most tragic things in recent years, culturally, obviously not politically, is seeing people that used to be hilarious and start to just become just mean, angry, self-righteous, and just overtly political. Now, I think one of the most underrated movies of all time is Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley and Chris Rock. It is one of the greatest movies of all time. Most people don't even know that movie exists. It is one of Chris Farley's best, where he actually trains to become a ninja in Beverly Hills. It is worth a watch. And Chris Rock is his protege because he starts as a hotel bellman. Now, Chris Rock is he's an objectively funny person, but he's actually stopped being funny in recent years as he's become so focused on being political. So let's just start with the old Chris Rock. Let's start with vintage Chris Rock. Let's start with the type of Chris Rock that I used to love. And he had this one comedy routine where he had this shiny jacket that he wore, and this long handheld mic with a wire on it. I think that's actually the clip we have. I only listened to it. I didn't watch it. He was so spot on with his ability to not just win over the crowd, but just stand-up humor. I have a lot of respect for people that can do it, especially people that are able to do it without swearing and talk about things that are overly vulgar. He does this, but he delivered truth. Listen to this. Chris Rock, back in many years ago, one of his specials before the Fauci virus, he says, look, there's no money in the cure. There's money in the medicine. That's how a drug dealer makes his money. That's how the government is, a bunch of drug dealers. Cut three.
Don't even think about this. Hey, Kurt, there ain't no money in the cure. The money's in the medicine. That's how you get paid on the comeback. That's how a drug dealer makes his money on the comeback. That's all the government is, a bunch of motherfucking drug dealers.
Well, I guess there are a couple swear words in that one. But it's true. Now what does Chris Rock say? He says, look, I got vaccinated. And even though I got vaccinated, I got the virus. So therefore, you need to get vaccinated to go protect you from getting the virus. Cut one.
Comedian Chris Rock is urging people to get vaccinated. He tweeted this. Hey, guys, I just found out I have COVID. Trust me, you don't want this. Get vaccinated. Chris Rock told Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show in May that he got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
So go get vaccinated so you can prevent yourself from getting infected, because I got vaccinated to prevent myself from getting infected. Cut two. Seth Rogen was at the Emmys. I didn't even know the Emmys was happening. And he said, look, there's way too many of us in this little room. They said it was going to be outdoors, but it's not. Cut two.
Anyway, good to be here at the Emmy Awards. Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room. What are we doing? They said this was outdoors. It's not. They lied to us.
Now, in case you missed it, which I hope you did, the Emmys was full of unmasked, non-socially distanced Hollywood elites, but all the help, all of the workers had to wear masks. All of the people that were actually working the events, of course they had to wear masks. Same at the Met Gala, same at Nancy Pelosi's fundraiser. And you are seeing this COVID caste system. If you're an important person, you can walk around without a mask. If you are in the working class, you must wear a mask, and you are going to be subjected to that sort of force and compliance regardless of your, whether or not you've had the virus before or not. And of course, what did Kamala Harris tweet? By vaccinating the unvaccinated, increasing our testing and masking and protecting the vaccinated, we can end this pandemic. Kamala Harris says we need to now protect the unvaccinated. I thought that's what a vaccine does.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do that at tpusa.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.